It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In September of 1914, a gathering of 250 delegates from across the United States and its territories took place in Pittsburgh. It was the beginning of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, or VFW. To commemorate the centennial of this historic formation of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States, the University of Pittsburgh is hosting a ceremony tomorrow on the campus. And here to discuss the centennial celebration and the events surrounding it, as well as issues VFW addresses, is one of the keynote speakers for tomorrow's event, Matthew Hannon. He is a Marine veteran, graduate student, and president of Pitt Vets. Matthew Hannon, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
You served in the Marines from 1995 to 2010, participating in combat and humanitarian operations around the world. Explain the importance of the VFW for someone like you.
For me, it really gave me a new lease on life. I didn't intend on losing my military career, but I did, unfortunately, due to a medical injury that I sustained. So I had to find a new place in life. I had to start over. And because of organizations such as the VFW, it really gave me a new lease on life.
And you were describing something that happened to you, a separation from the Marine Corps as a result of an injury you sustained in Fallujah in Iraq in 2007. What challenges did you – I don't know how much you want to get into the specifics of what happened to you, but in terms of that and what the challenges that were there for you after this happened, what were the – problems that you faced, and how did the VFW help?
Well, the problems I faced is, you know, A, I lost my career. I was going through a divorce. I was going through surgery after surgery. I lost a lot of activities, daily living that I really enjoyed, such as sports, recreation. Really had to adapt my lifestyle to things that I could do and I was comfortable doing and I enjoyed doing. But I'd say the biggest impact the VFW has given me is twofold. One, gave me a new lease on life and furthering my education to find a new place for me, a new role in life where I can continue to serve, not necessarily in a uniform, but I could serve my community. And twofold, camaraderie. Every VFW I go to, I'm highly accepted. They like seeing me there. They're very engaging. They want to interact. They want to support the veterans of this generation, those before and the future.
And when you talk about receiving support and being in a place where you feel welcome, is that what it takes to be understood? And I'm guessing a lot of the transitioning involves simply being able to share your story and being with others who have some understanding of what you've been through. Is that something that an organization like the VFW that perhaps – other than that, there really is nowhere else for someone like you to go unless it's the Veterans Administration, and that seems to be filled with all sorts of challenges that we can get into in another discussion. But the VFW, talk about what kind of an atmosphere that does provide for you.
Unfortunately, it does have a negative stigma that's just not true. People in my generation –
the VFW or the Veterans Administration or being a soldier?
VFW, all the above, actually. VFW, people think it's just a place where you can drink cheap beer and smoke cigarettes at the bar, but they don't understand that they're our voice on Capitol Hill. These are gentlemen and ladies that have walked a mile in our shoes and understand what we've been through and not necessarily can solve our problems, but they're an outlet that we can discuss things. They can provide us opportunities as well as different methods of coping and different places for support or benefits that we can get. There's many organizations here, not only in the U.S., but here locally, that are pretty strong and have that same backbone of support. But the VFW really started a legacy of support, and it continues with even organizations that are specific to student veterans.
Let's talk about the history, which you are aware of, and you're taking part in this ceremony tomorrow on the Pitt campus, which we will get into. What can you tell us about the history of the VFW and its beginnings here in Pittsburgh in 1914, which may seem hard to believe? A lot of people probably think the VFW would have gotten started at the earliest after World War I, but it actually, the history predates World War One, certainly America's involvement in World War One. What was going on 100 years ago?
100 years ago, you had multiple organizations such as the Veterans of the Philippine Wars, Veterans of China, Veterans of Puerto Rico, Veterans of Cuba. You had all these separate organizations essentially doing the same thing. So they came together in 1914 and said, hey, why don't we combine our efforts? The voice of many is better than the voice of one organization. And let's come together. Let's come in mass so we have a more representative voice, not only within the veteran community, but throughout the United States and the future of our veterans.
And Rice Means, who was the first commander of the VFW, spoke a century ago. It was as much a part of preparing soldiers to go to a foreign land to fight as it was dealing with the after effects of that, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
But what were the things that people like Rice Means were seeing that in terms of a lack of preparation by the United States for its young men to go overseas and fight? What were the things that he was thinking they were ill-prepared for and ill-prepared to do?
I don't think it was necessarily that they were ill-prepared. They just wanted to ensure that they gave the next generation all the tools that they could give them in order to succeed, in order to be ready for an environment that they don't understand, they've never been in. Just by telling their stories and basically being a voice for these young men and women that were going to go off and walk a mile in their shoes down the road, that were going to serve their nation. They just wanted to make sure that they were the best prepared that they could be.
Was there a certain level of foresight on the part of people like Rice Means and the other founders of the VFW? Were they seeing that a world war is brewing, which at the time it was the first, it wasn't even referred to as World War One. It was called the Great War. Was there this sense that the world is getting smaller and we're seeing more and more conflict, we're seeing more and more nations want to act on another nation's behalf or pulled into a fight? Was he seeing what essentially was the history of the 20th century, two world wars, a war in Korea, Vietnam, many wars being fought on foreign soil, and seeing a need because of that?
I'd say there was certainly a lot of indication and warning that the world was in turmoil and it was going to continue to degrade. But as far as I could speculate on what he was thinking in the future, but I think that the intent was to take care of the people of his generation and prepare the next generation for what's to come, not only in regards to what they're getting into, but to make sure that they had a voice for when they were there and when they came back and they had opportunities to come back to. They had organizations that would support them throughout the way, whether it's while they're at war or when they come back and they're discharged, just ensuring that they were taking care of their own.
And probably not since the Civil War had there been a situation where you had so many vets returning, particularly after World War One. By the time the VFW was really pretty well established with not only the issues of finding these men jobs, but also dealing with catastrophic injury and illness.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why every day you see reform within the VA system. Sometimes they get a black eye. Sometimes they're doing things right. It depends on your perspective. But, those voices on Capitol Hill are certainly advocating for us. One of the biggest things that I think that I'm very proud of, and the VFW did give me new lease on life, was the GI Bill, which was actually proposed by a gentleman that was a graduate of the Pitt Law School. And that gave veterans that were coming back from World War II the opportunity, if they didn't have a job to come back to learn a new skill, to learn a new trait in order to reintegrate into society in another way.
And you've said more than once in this conversation, you've used the term a new lease on life. So what happened for you when you got back from Iraq? What were the doubts or the questions that you had about what was available for you in the future? And what kind of opportunities did your involvement with the VFW create?
Essentially, my involvement with the VFW, I was aware of some of the benefits that were there. I didn't really understand the history of where these benefits came about. But the more I worked with organizations such as the VFW it really inspired me to make sure that I take care of that generation that is my generation, the generation before me, and the generations to come. You can certainly see the legacy when you're involved with the VFW of what it's done for others, how it brings people together, and how they truly advocate for you and for previous generations, generations to come, to make sure that you're treated equally and fairly, and that the rights and benefits that you've earned, you get.
And so what did this do for you? What is the career that you're now pursuing that might not otherwise have been available to you?
Well, I'm sorry. I have to correct you. I'm not actually a graduate student. I was initially a engineering student, and I transferred undergraduate to public service. And my intention is to go to graduate school for rehabilitation counseling, as well as being a volunteer service officer for the VFW, so that I can assist veterans with not only benefits but reintegration back in the community, so that they can continue their service outside of the military and back into the community.
So you're not in graduate school yet, but clearly you have an idea of what you want to do.
Absolutely. The VFW and other organizations, as well as mentors throughout the community, you know, really gave me the guidance and direction to help show me what I was passionate about and how I can go about fulfilling those passions.
My guest is Matthew Hannon. He's a Marine veteran, a student, and president of Pitt Vets, and joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh to talk about the centennial of the VFW, which will be celebrated tomorrow. And I'm curious as to what events are happening on the Pitt campus, and for people that are interested in knowing about what's going on, share the details with us, if you would.
Tomorrow, we're going to have the senior vice commander of the Veterans Foreign Wards, John Bajitsky. He's a Coraopolis native. He's also going to be here for the VFW National Convention that's going to be in Pittsburgh next year. This is also going to be the chancellor's first event with us, as well as former Adjutant General Jack Wagner and myself. They're going to lay a commemorative wreath by the marker. Unfortunately, the marker, it's easy to overlook because it's by a bus stop, but it's not about where the marker is. It's about what it means. After that, they're going to the VFW is going to dedicate a plaque to not necessarily the university, but the community of Pittsburgh and how it's been an integral part for the veteran community throughout the years. We're going to have guest speakers, of course. And we're going to have the ROTC as well as other representatives participating in it, celebrating that centennial event.
And that marker is – it's at Forbes and
– Bigelow Boulevard.
Bigelow. That's where it is. So if you happen to be walking through Oakland sometime, you can stop and take a look at this and realize that there's this tremendous history. Are you encountering a lot of people who are surprised that the VFW was founded here in Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. Not necessarily that it was founded in Pittsburgh, but dealing with the student veteran community, it's like, did you know where the VFW was founded? It was in Pittsburgh. And you get that's neat. You know where exactly it was founded? You see that building over there, William Pitt Union? Used to be Schenley Hotel? Look by the bus stop. Look at that marker and just take a look. And you see the amazement, like, wow, you know, they're – yeah, you know, the people can feel that the community supports veterans around here, but they don't understand the legacy of what veterans have committed to the community and contributed, and that legacy continues.
And it will be celebrated tomorrow, 100 years from the founding of the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, here in Pittsburgh. My guest has been Matthew Hannon, a Marine veteran, student, and president of Pitt Vets. Matthew Hannon, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Coming up, Tribune Review columnist Deferry Vanaski takes the NFL to task for its handling of the Ray Rice assault case. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.